The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. I was going to give you my telephone number, but right now our phone lines are down. I think Jeff was supposed to pay the bill and he forgot or something. I don't know. I always blame Jeff. Nah, Jeff does a great job over on the other side of the glass, and I'm thankful for him. But our phones are down. We are on it, trying to figure out what's going on. But right now, it wouldn't do me any good to give you the phone number because they don't work.
We're
all creatures of habit. And I am so accustomed to giving you the phone number over and over and over again, but I will refrain. I don't think this is going to end well. Said it before, I will say it again. We don't often talk sports on this program, don't often talk about college athletics, but most of you know that the NCAA has now allowed college athletes to earn money on their NIL, name, image, and likeness. Now, there are some rules and regulations about what the athletes can and cannot do, but for the very first time, a college quarterback can earn money off of selling things with his name and image on them and so forth. And when this decision was first made, I said, this is not going to end well. Well, there's no indication yet that my concerns have come to pass, but I think we're heading in that direction. Here is a headline. Listen to this. Alabama quarterback Bryce Young has earned nearly $1 million from NIL deals, name, image, likeness. Now, this is interesting because he hasn't played in a game yet. He's a quarterback. He's going to be, unless something happens, he's injured or something, he's going to be the starting quarterback for Alabama this coming fall, but he has not played one down in a season of football, and he's already near $1 million. Quote, according to Chris Hummer, head coach Nick Saban told the media Tuesday during SEC Media Days that Young's deals are nearing $1 million. Quote, that's a lot of cash for a guy who has never started a game in Tuscaloosa. Now, here is the thing that caught my attention out of this story. Saban is out there talking. Again, I'm quoting from the story. Saban is out here talking about how he, the young quarterback who has not played in a game yet, how he's making more money than most coordinators at the D1 level. In other words, assistant coaches and coordinators. So here is a young quarterback who is earning more money than probably several of his coaches. This is a complete 180 from where it has been. And I think the ultimate thing is going to be jealousy and envy from fellow players. So you got a quarterback that before the season has even started, before he has started one game, He's putting $1 million into the bank. And here is an offensive lineman who has nothing. And he's an offensive lineman. He hasn't gotten anything because nobody knows his name. Now, they know he's important and all that, but, you know, he's going to get a deal for $20,000 for some company in Tuscaloosa or whatever. And he's supposed to protect the million-dollar golden boy that's behind him. I don't know. I hope this turns out well because these kids really do sacrifice a lot. But they're kids. And not many 18-year-old or 19-year-olds can handle $1 million either financially nor emotionally. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't believe this is going to end well. And once the genie is out of the bottle, can't put it back. There is no way that the NCAA can reverse course. The die is cast, and we will see. I can imagine several Ohio State players taking in $1 million or more in Columbus, Ohio. But again, what about the kids who are working just as hard, spending just as many hours in practice on the field and so forth? The quarterback, a running back, tight end, making $1 million or more, and they're rolling in $10,000, and they're in the same locker room. I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling about it. And then there's this. Jeff Bezos, as you know, the wealthiest man on planet Earth, left Earth yesterday to fly kind of sort of into space. It wasn't orbital, but on his own rocket that he's financed and so forth, and he and three others went up into the verge of space. They were weightless for about 2 minutes. The whole thing lasted 11 minutes from blast off to landing in the Texas desert. Well, in a big PR meeting later, Jeff Bezos announced that he was going to give $100 million to a well-known chef. Say what? And then another $100 million to Van Jones, avowed communist, CNN commentator, and I believe avowed racist. Jeff Bezos is giving $100 million to a member of the media. Well, now, Bob, you didn't read the rest of the story. He's given $100 million to a charity of Van Jones' choice. Yeah, but it can even be a personal charity organized by Van Jones. But here's the ultimate point. Do you think that when Van Jones, a commentator on CNN, reports on a story about Amazon, do you think $100 million is going to impact the way Van Jones colors the news about Bezos or Amazon or his spacecraft industry? This is like a open, public, in-your-face bribe. $100 million to a CNN commentator. Again, it's supposed to go to charity, but $100 million. I think any reasonable person would realize, I think there's a deeper purpose behind that. It is a strange world, indeed. All right, quick break. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, I had a caller, I don't know, a couple of days ago. And he wasn't being unkind or anything, but he said, "You're always talking about the left. You're blaming everything on the left. You're always talking about the left." And I guess I would have to plead guilty on that. I do talk a lot about the left and progressives. And the reason I do that is because something that I have said literally thousands of times. Everything the left touches, they destroy, politically and theologically. And I have probably said thousands of times, take a look at any organization that calls themselves Christian. If they have leaned to the left, if they would consider themselves progressive, look at their spiritual condition, their financial condition, their numerical condition. It's a disaster. And to my knowledge, there is not one single exception. Not one. And it is also provable to say that the farther they go to the left, the more dead, dying they are. The more decline they see. The farther they go to the left, the more decline. Do they wake up and say, "Oh my goodness, what we're doing is destroying us"? No. They go farther to the left. I believe the same is true politically. The left destroys everything they touch, including race relations. Now, this is something near and dear to my heart for a lot of reasons. Number one, I'm a follower of Christ. And Jesus died for all people, all ethnicities, all colors of skin. When I was a little kid, I was taught in Sunday school, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. When I was a kid, we never went to Sunday school alone. My mom insisted that we have a station wagon. Why? So we could take other kids to church with us. We almost always had somebody in the back of the station wagon, someone from the neighborhood, someone from the community, and often that was a person of color. I mean, after all, I lived for 6-7 years in Compton, California. I saw in my childhood how racism divides us and destroys us, and I was taught as a child, you love all people because Jesus loves all people. And it hurts me when I see people, movements that are attempting to divide us. And that's what the left is all about, folks. Listen, all of this talk about anti-racism, it's baloney. It's garbage. All of this talk about anti-racism and critical race theory, it is not designed to unite us. As proof Look at the new movement of segregation that is coming out of the left's anti-racist critical race theory push. Now, today, universities across America this last spring had segregated graduation ceremonies. I thought we were past that. I thought we were past the days of segregation. Didn't the civil rights movement of the 60s destroy separate but equal? Separate drinking fountains for black and white? Didn't we destroy that? We did. But the liberal left has brought it back. Universities across America now have dormitories only for black students, student unions only for black students, graduation ceremonies only for black students. They don't want to unite us. They want to divide us because that's how they maintain power. That's why I'm so opposed to the Black Lives Movement organization. Their goal is to pit whites against blacks, to paint every single white person as a racist and every single black person as oppressed by those evil white people. And the crazy thing is, we have a whole bunch of white people who are not racist at all, but because they want to be politically correct and they want to be accepted by the left, are standing up and saying, I'm a racist. What have you done to be racist? I don't know. Well, what attitude do you have that makes you a racist? I don't know, but I'm supposed to say I'm a racist. That's what I'm supposed to say, because if I don't say that, then people will think I am racist. Now, the thing that started this whole little tirade is a brand new Gallup survey that should cause all of us concern. Are we getting better? I mean, we have a Democrat administration. Democrats are in control of the House of Representatives. Democrats are in control of the Senate. We're teaching critical race theory in many, 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 many of our schools across America. Shouldn't things be getting better now? No. I'll give you the results of this brand new Gallup survey when we return.